Millions of Americans are taking medications to control their blood pressure, but one kind is found to increase the likelihood of breast cancer in postmenopausal women. That's according to a new Seattle study, as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports.
There are different kinds of drugs to lower high blood pressure, but calcium channel blockers in particular caught researchers' attention. Scientists at Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center found that women who've been taking these drugs for more than a decade have an increased risk for breast cancer.
This is an intriguing finding. It's a little bit of a surprise for us to see this relationship be so strong for this long-term use.
That's Dr. Christopher Lee, who led the study. He says previous studies have found links between blood pressure medication and cancer, so they look deeper. The study's based on interviews with 3,000 women in the Puget Sound region. 2,000 of them were recently diagnosed with breast cancer. All were asked extensive questions about their medical history and risk factors like family history, obesity, and smoking. The women were also asked about their medications, including those for high blood pressure.
And since the interviews were conducted in person in the homes of women, we asked all the women to show the interviewer the actual prescription bottles of the pills that they were taking.
Dr. Lee says his team's findings doesn't mean women should stop taking their blood pressure meds.
And this is really because this is the first study to look at this relationship, and we really need to find confirmation of this result in other studies before we would make any sorts of conclusions like that. And because, you know, poor control of blood pressure can really lead to many bad things.
Lee's findings appears today in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, a publication of the American Medical Association. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.